Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. It's hard to believe that it's been over 3 months since we visited with Ashley Coles on the Beef News and Notes program. Ashley is the Executive Director of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. Welcome to the program, Ashley.
Good morning.
All right. Ashley, can you just give our listeners a recap of the last few months since we talked? What has the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association been up to?
Sure. So I guess the last time we talked, we were at Farm Fest. And Farm Fest, again, this year was a fantastic event. Kind of a fun fact that we've been sharing with folks is that we were able to, on our busiest day, serve a roast beef sandwich every 6 seconds. And we were busy over the lunch hour every day that we were out there, and would be remiss if I didn't mention all of the fantastic help from those local cattlemen in the Redwood area who show up every morning to help us prepare the beef that we do serve at Farm Fest. So thank you to all of those folks out in the Redwood area. Another item that we've been working on pretty closely over these past few months has been the ditch mowing issue that a lot of cattlemen have been focusing on. The Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association was put on to a working group to decide what the future of ditch mowing is, or ditch management is, I guess, for folks in the state of Minnesota for ditches that go along state highways. And so a lot of conversation has focused around pollinator habitat versus road safety versus what farmers should be allowed to do based on the history. And we've actually been learning a lot from the pollinators specifically about when the optimal time is to mow road ditches. And so we're hopeful that out of this whole conversation that we're having with these folks is that we'll be able to move up the date to when farmers can actually mow these road ditches to increase the quality of hay that they're getting from these ditches. Another result from this meeting is that there's going to be 6 out-state listening sessions. So we're going to have meetings in the western side of the state and then in the southeast corner about what people actually out in the countryside feel about mowing ditches. So we're excited for that. Those dates will actually be made available within the next week or so for folks to put on their calendars.
Okay. And that's the part of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, I think, that has to be applauded as far as the efforts that you make on behalf of producers out here on the policy side of things.
Yeah, we're pretty excited to be part of it. And, you know, this has been an issue that we've heard from the members on a lot. And so we're going to stick with it all the way through, and hopefully we'll come out with something that'll work for everybody, whether it be across the state or if we're able to come up with regional specific rules for roadside management.
All right, Ashley, let's just talk a little bit about a couple events coming up real soon. First off, the Beef Expo will be held this weekend in St. Paul, October 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st. Can you just give us a little history or overview of this event?
Sure. So the Minnesota State Cattlemen's is pretty excited to be part of the Minnesota Beef Expo. It's an event where you focus primarily on the youth of people who are interested in showing cattle, but also there are some folks who are interested in raising their own breeding cattle or building their own herd that are involved in this. A few specific items that the State Cattlemen are involved in is the Minnesota Beef Ambassador Program. So we sponsor the scholarship for the senior Minnesota Beef Ambassador. And another item is the educational seminar. So the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association sponsors the Insights and Ideas seminar that goes along with the MyBet program, and that happens on Thursday night. And then we also sponsor the seminar heifer. So the MyBet program is an opportunity for folks who don't maybe have the opportunity to have an animal of their own. They fill out an application and put together this packet to be awarded a heifer. And every year at the seminar, this educational seminar, an individual, based on how their application is scored, gets a dollar amount to buy a heifer on the Beef Expo sale. So the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association has been sponsoring that for a number of years, and we're pretty excited to continue that.
Well, and I understand, too, that the Beef Expo over the last few years has grown as far as the numbers, which is really great to hear. I know it's a busy time of the year for producers to be able to attend that. But just lastly now, an event coming up in December, the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show will be happening. It's a big event. And can you just tell us the when and where it is, and also what's on the agenda this year?
Sure. So the State Cattlemen's Convention is December 1st and 2nd. It's going to be at the Doubletree in Bloomington again. And our agenda is jam-packed full of, you know, exciting and relevant educational topics. So Friday afternoon, we're going to have our annual Cattlemen's college educational series, and there's going to be two different tracks, one focused mostly on the feeder side of things and the other one on the cow-calf industry. So we're excited about the individuals we're bringing in for that. We'll talk about cover crops. We'll talk about backgrounding. We'll talk about data management when it comes to folks in the feed yard collecting what they're feeding or information about different pens and how they can manage that data. And the next morning, or on Saturday morning, we'll be having our annual breakfast briefing. We'll bring in the lobbyist from the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, Bruce Clavin, and we'll also bring in a lobbyist from our D.C. team to talk about legislative efforts over the past year and what we're going to focus on going on into 2018. There'll be the annual meeting for the State Cattlemen's Association as well as the Minnesota Cattle Women. That happens on Saturday morning. And something new that we're actually bringing to the State Cattlemen's Association convention this year is the Young Cattlemen's Leadership Academy. And because we have such a wide variety of, you know, world-class speakers at our convention, we thought it would be nice to be able to condense some of their presentations into a two-hour session to focus on leadership development and policy development and train some of these youngsters who maybe don't have some of that experience and talk about what we actually do as an association. We'll also talk about some checkoff items and what the checkoff does for the beef industry in this Young Cattlemen's Leadership Academy. So we're excited to bring that to the Cattlemen's Association convention. And all the information about the convention you can find on our website and also in the October and November edition of the Minnesota Cattlemen newspaper.
Great job. And I know I just have to say that over the years going to the annual state meeting, since you've been involved with it, you really do a good job of just running the whole show, and kudos to you for that. So this is also a busy time for you attending different local cattlemen's association meetings, and the Redwood area cattlemen will be having their annual meeting November 19th. It's a Saturday night in Wabasso. So we urge our producers in the area to take that in if it works out. So just thanks for being on the program, and thank you for all you do as Executive Director of Minnesota State Cattlemen's. You're doing a great job, Ashley.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.